right now on VFN TV, Omarosa, a former staffer for the White House for President Trump, has left and has used a program and her platform to speak against Vice President Mike Pence's faith and the fact that he hears the voice of the Lord. Also, Joy Behar of The View speaks in and literally compares his relationship, because he hears the voice of the Lord, to mental illness. 25,000 people demand that Joy Behar change. But guess what? Vice President Mike Pence responds to this. And a prophetic word, not only for President Trump, not only for Newsweek, not only for Time Magazine, but specifically to Joy Behar and The View, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
John, it's so good to be here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm so excited we get this privilege to talk to the tribe.
Yeah, our family, the community. Yeah, we love hearing from you. We have so many wonderful comments coming in from you and emailing us, letting us know what's going
we
on.
We love this interaction and engagement. It's refreshing. It's awesome.
And today, we're going to be able to help even bring in some more understanding and give you some information that will help you respond to some things that are going on right now. As a matter of fact,
a little bit of insight, right?
A little bit of insight, because you have President Mike Pence's faith, his Christian faith, being attacked and assaulted, his First Amendment rights, but just Christian faith in general, by several people in the media. One of them was the former staffer for
White House Trump. Yeah.
And she was referring, specifically, John, she was just talking about on this Big Brother thing or something.
A reality show.
Yes. That, talking about she's a Christian, but, she doesn't hear the voice of the Lord. Right. But she talks about that Vice President Pence says that he hears the voice of the Lord. We're going to talk about that today, because Jesus Christ said, "My sheep know my voice and follow none other." But I want you to hear what she said specifically about our vice presidents, talking about you don't want to impeach President Trump. If you do, you're going to have President Pence. Check it out.
As bad as y'all think Trump is, you would be worried about Pence.
I know.
So everybody that's wishing for impeachment might want to reconsider their life.
Absolutely.
We would be begging for days of Trump back if Pence became president. That's all I'm saying.
He's extreme.
I'm Christian. I love Jesus. But he thinks Jesus tells him to say things there. I'm like, Jesus didn't say that. It's scary.
That is so amazing, because, Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice and they follow none other." We have people, our community, you joining from all around the world and signing up for an online free course called iabide.org, learning how to hear the voice of the Lord.
It's the joy of being a son or a daughter of the King. It's to hear his voice. We serve a God that does speak.
Well, it's just a shocker to hear anybody say, call themselves a Christian, that you've been a Christian all this long, you say, and you haven't never heard the voice of the Lord. And not only that, but Joy Behar with The View. Mm. It's a program where the ladies come together and they just talk about whatever the events are going on. But she compared what's happening with Vice President Mike Pence, and we're here because it's literally called the VFN Dream Center and VFN KB and all the things we're doing, because God said it and he spoke it. And the Bible is about the spoken word of God that's written down. When you hear it, you write it. But she actually called the president, compared him to being mentally ill.
It's an assault on the president's faith. It's an assault on all Christians.
Yes.
And it's not comedic. It's not funny.
Well, there's nothing funny about it, calling somebody's faith, and saying that they're insane because they have a faith. They're mentally ill. Let's go to The View right now. This is Joy Behar attacking the president's faith. Vice president's faith.
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
that's different.
That's called mental illness, if I'm not correct. But my question is, can he talk to Mary Magdalene without his wife in the room?
This is such a tragedy when you think about that. But 25,000+ people, John, have called or written or whatever to ABC and demanded that Joy Behar repent, basically just recant what she said.
Apologize to the vice president, apologize to millions of Christians all across this country and the world that hear God's voice and have a relationship with Him.
Yes, I mean, you would never hear her talk about, she would say that against Islam. You know,
never.
There are other faiths out there, but all of a sudden you can attack the Christian faith. People's faith is the primary thing. As a matter of fact,
where's the intolerance?
Well, the tolerance.
The tolerance. Yeah, where is the tolerance?
When it comes to Jesus, you know, and Jesus separates everything.
Yeah.
You know, he comes in love. He separates, you know, all the hate and the lies and stuff, but he's just the manifestation of the love of God, the will of God. He's the Jesus Christ is perfect theology.
Mm.
You know, so when he shows up, you know, he separates all, so the enemy attacks him. But listen, this is, you know, Vice President Mike Pence's faith. The reason why he is where he is, and he said yes to President Trump to be vice president because he sought the Lord first before he did it. And as a matter of fact, this is Vice President Pence responding to this attack on the faith of Americans. Here it is.
I actually heard that ABC has a program that compared my Christianity to mental illness. And I'd like to laugh about it, but I really can't. I mean, Mike, I'm a believer. Like tens of millions of Americans today will have ash on their foreheads to mark the beginning of Lent. Overwhelming majority of Americans cherish their faith. And we have all different types of faith in this country. But I have to tell you, to have ABC maintain a broadcast forum that compared Christianity to mental illness is just wrong. And it's an insult not to me, but to the vast majority of the American people who, like me, cherish their faith. I mean, my Christianity is the most important thing in my life. I try and start every day by opening the good book. My wife and I try and have a prayer together before I leave every morning. I can honestly tell you my faith sustains me in all that I do. And it's just a regular part of our lives. But I'm not unusual. I think I'm a very typical American. Whatever your faith tradition, people understand that. But I just think it demonstrates how out of touch some in the mainstream media are with the faith and values of the American people, that you could have a major network like ABC permit a forum for invective against religion like that. And I call them out on it, not because of what was said about me, but it's just simply wrong for ABC to have a television program that expresses that kind of religious intolerance. And we're better than that. Our country's better than that. And you're better than that. And I'd like to be light about it, but I really can't. Not for my sake, but for the tens of millions of Americans who cherish their faith. I can't be silent.
That's so important for our faith. That's us. You know, we hear the voice of the Lord. We spend time in the scriptures and abide with Him to hear what He has to say. And I was in, you know, the scriptures this morning, just to hear what the Lord had to say to me. And it's probably you too. You probably went to church this week and, you know, fellowship and just the Word of God, the scriptures of God. This is what America's foundation is on.
It's beautiful. I mean,
everybody don't have a Christian faith, but it's a Judeo-Christian foundation nation. And to hear our president stand up for the foundation and for you and for us, we're grateful for Vice President Mike Pence standing up like that. And thank you for calling ABC. Continue to call ABC and just demand that you just don't attack faith like that. What happened to the tolerance?
That's Chris, right.
When it comes to Christianity, for some reason, there hasn't been. But that could change because things are changing. As a matter of fact, you know, they're saying that God doesn't speak. But, John, tell us what's next.
Listen, we get right back from this break. Not only does God speak, but He spoke to a prophet, one who hears from God, right? And He's going to share in this prophetic word back in 2007 what God had to say about Newsweek, what He had to say about Time, and what He had to say to you, Joy, and The View. Join us when we get right back from this break.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFNTV. I'm Greg Lancaster. We are going to bring it home here.
Yes.
In regards to, you know, Joy Behar and Omarosa saying things like you can't hear the voice of the Lord. And I think about this, that God spoke specifically about the president, about Time Magazine, about Newsweek. But guess what? Even spoke about Joy Behar and The View, because God knew in advance, 2007, and Kim Clement, a prophet of the Lord, which means they hear God speak, he was repeating what God said, and he said the Time Magazine is going to have to acknowledge the president and have to switch it around, because remember they had a magazine, Newsweek had a magazine already set up for
Hillary
Clinton being the president. They had to reprint it for President Trump, and
it said something like Madame President
Madame
that.
President. And then they had to switch it. Time Magazine did as well. But even The View, watch this. This is exactly 2007. God said that Joy Behar would have to be on there when Bloomberg came on there and declared that President Trump is our president and we need to support him, so that she knows that God speaks, by the way, and God loves her. God has a plan for life.
Absolutely.
He's speaking to you now from all over the world, obviously. But let's watch. This is 2007, where God is speaking even over The View after you hear Newsweek and Time. Check it out. I don't know if you know, we played a particular prophet that has passed and gone on to be with the Lord, and he prophesied very specifically about this presidency and what God was going to be doing. And it's just so confirming. His name is Kim Clement. And one of the prophecies you saw in our introduction some time back was, he said this 2 years back, actually 2007 is when the prophecy came in. He said that when President Trump, when this particular man gets into place, who's God's going to make him a trumpet in these different words, and you'll hear in just a moment, he said that Time Magazine would have to announce this is true, that Newsweek would have to say that it's true, and Newsweek already had a magazine cover printed up with Hillary Clinton as the president. They had no idea. Most people had no idea that this was going to happen, that President Trump was going to be president, and so they had to change covers and put President Trump on it. But one thing that hasn't happened yet in that prophecy that we saw, but it has happened just recently, was that the part of the prophecy was Time Magazine, Newsweek, but also The View. It's a program with these ladies that talk about different topics and all that, and they were totally against, you know, President Trump, it seemed like. But in the context of that, the prophecy was they would have to acknowledge him and they would have to support him. Well, that happened with Bloomberg being on The View, and it just took place. So I want you to go back. I want you to hear this prophecy from Kim Clement. You're going to see the Time Magazine. You're going to hear what's saying. You're going to hear the Newsweek. But this time, you're going to go and hear what happened on The View. You'll hear him say, and even The View will have to acknowledge it. Check it out.
Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. With Time Magazine, will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. The View, what I want to say.
Let's just all hope that Donald Trump is a good president of the United States. He's our president, and we need this country to be run well. I didn't vote for him, but I think I would not make the mistake Mitch McConnell said when Barack Obama was elected. Let's make him a one-term president. Yeah. Let's not make this work. And I thought, that's our country. That's my kids and my grandkids. We have to make it work. You have an election. Whoever wins, then we got to get behind and work. And you can run against somebody else. But the difference between America and some other countries, in other countries, if they lose an election, they try to tear down the government. They try to have a revolution. We should sit back and say, okay, 4 years from now, how do I get my person, my woman, or my man elected? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's very different.
So even in 2007, Joy Behar, the Lord was speaking about you and that this would happen. But I just want to say this, you know, to our community. How about you? Did you know the Lord speaks? I mean, maybe he's been speaking to you, and you can share with us, you know, in the comments area, or write to us, you know, or email us, let us know. But, you know, we also have a, if you want to hear the voice of the Lord and understand, begin to hear, clearly we have an abiding plan for you. Jesus says, apart from abiding in me, it just doesn't work out. But when you abide with me, in other words, spend time with him, hear his voice, listen to what he says, do what he says, and vice versa. It's like, man, it's just a great, fruitful life. We have a simple plan for you. A lot of people want to do it, but they don't have a plan. We have the plan. It's at iabide.org. It's free. You request it. You go there, request it. It comes immediately in your email. And you can begin to do what Joy Behar needs to do, is to begin to abide with God, to find out that he, even in 2007, knew what was going to happen that day when Bloomberg showed up. Yes, God does speak. He speaks clearly. And it shows you, too, that, you know, people who don't know God, they have a fear of God's voice. And people that are religious but don't know Jesus, they're scared of his voice, because if Jesus speaks into their situation, he can mess it all up.
That's right.
You know, their plans. And so I just want to say this. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And we got a plan for you to abide. It's at iabide.org. John,
when we get back from this break, we have an amazing testimony of a young lady filled with anger, hatred, and murder. And she wanted to join ISIS. But when you get back, you're going to be so blessed to see what happened in her life.
We'll be right back.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love him and adore him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States, because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
It's been said that strong families represent the ground floor, the foundation for a stable and well-ordered society. It's true. So much of what brings health and happiness to human beings, and especially to children, depends on committed individual family units. That's why serious social problems are inevitable when marriages begin to deteriorate. Let's take a look at just one way marriage contributes to cultural stability. As we all know, a certain percentage of high school graduates tend to increase their consumption of alcohol, marijuana, and cocaine when they go off to college or other pursuits. But a study of 33,000 young adults conducted at the University of Michigan focused on individuals who got engaged or married and those who became parents. It was found that these young men and women quickly and dramatically decreased their drug and alcohol consumption. Why? Because marriage typically produces greater self-discipline. And as one of the researchers said, if you feel a responsibility to and for another person, then you're more apt to control your own behavior and play a controlling role in your partner's behavior. That's the bottom line. When a society is populated by millions of strong, stable families, there's less poverty, children are healthier and do better in school, violence, crime, and psychiatric illnesses are also less common. But in the absence of healthy marriages and commitments to children, societies begin to unravel.
Welcome back to VFN. VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Can you believe we saw what was happening with ISIS around the world?
Mm.
But imagine somebody who was that radical, who wanted to be a part of killing and beheading and hated everyone. That, you know, so many people, they say, well, that person can't change. Well, they can't. Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom,
right,
could change everyone. As a matter of fact, John, talk to us about
that. Yes, this young lady, this is an amazing testimony, because she was, like you said, was filled with hatred, with anger, murder. She thought about it all the time and visualized.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, she would look at beheadings and... She wanted it.
She was a Muslim, and she wanted that. She thought that was the pinnacle of what...
Yeah, they didn't want Christians, hated Christians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she started reading the Bible to find ways to attack Christianity. But the problem with
tell
that...
Everything.
Oh, my
Let's
goodness.
Let's go to it.
Okay, just take a look.
Powerful.
I was born in a Muslim family. When I was a little girl, I always asked myself, what am I doing in this world? Because I just saw a cruel world, and I didn't want it to be a part of it. When I grew up, I started to be really bad. I was hurting a lot, and I hurt people because of it. I tried to kill myself 3 times. I was doing drugs. I was smoking anything. I just wanted to destroy myself. It arrives a time where I wanted to go to Syria because I hated people who weren't Muslim. I wanted to kill them. I was bound to dangerous thing. I loved to see people dying. I loved to see them bleeding. I was seeing videos of decapitation and loved it. And yeah, it was my life. So I started to read the Bible to prove to Christians that they were wrong. But I was wrong. And the grace of Jesus Christ started to touch me. I was reading things like pray for your enemies, love them. And I was someone who wanted to kill them. I hated them. Intellectually, I didn't want it to accept Jesus. But my heart, Jesus started to do a work in my heart. And it arrived a time where I had to explain to my family that I became a Christian. And this is where persecution started. They didn't talk to me. They stopped talking to me. During months, I was alone in my room. It was like a prison. So I started to read the Bible, a lot of reading. And Jesus was there with me. He was encouraging me. The Holy Spirit was really there. I felt it. I knew it. Today, my family abandoned me. I am alone. I have no home. My family abandoned me, but I have a new family, and this family is all around the world, and it's my family in Christ. And this is the best gift God gave me. I just want to encourage you people, Muslims or not, to seek God with all your heart, because God knows where you are. He knows your struggle. Even if you hate him, he loves you and he understands you. Today I can't imagine like how I could do this. And I can see the grace of Jesus Christ all along. Like he saved me from suicide, from depression, from all of it, all of this.
She came from a Muslim background. She's saying she wanted to go with ISIS before. But God started to change her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has not received the Holy Spirit, doesn't speak in tongues. That when they had some people, they will receive the Holy Spirit.
I was baptized in a kickstart, and I was really scared at first and also excited. When I got baptized in water, a demon manifested, and it wasn't me at all. I don't even remember what I did. I had to see in the video of my baptism, and I was completely crazy. The demon was crazy. Wasn't me. I hit Yon. He baptized me. I hit him, and I said sorry.
Listen, this is the power of the gospel.
Amen.
You repent. You get baptized. For the washing away sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
And
she experienced a freedom.
expérimente la liberté.
And for the first time, she starts speaking tongues.
Et pour la première fois, elle a parlé en langue.
She's a daughter of God.
Elle est la fille de Dieu.
After the baptism, I felt like a heavy weight completely disappeared, and I was so excited to go and make disciples. All my convictions in Christ, they started to be alive in me. I started to want to talk about Jesus to everyone, even to the people who led me to terrorism. I wanted to go and see them and tell them that they are wrong and that love is waiting for them. And I was full of love. We are created in the image of God, and I really want Muslims to come to the truth and really know Jesus, because he loved them no matter what they did, no matter what they say. He loved them, and Muslims need Jesus. I know that may seem crazy what I am saying, but I've been where you are, and I assure you, this isn't the truth. Islam is not the truth. I assure you, please, look for God with all your heart, and you will find him, because I'm sure you don't have a personal relationship with God, because maybe you are following rules. But with God, it's an adventure. It's something really unique. And that's why I'm experiencing. Tomorrow, I don't know where I am going to sleep, but I know Jesus will take care of me. And all of this is encouraging. Sometimes I think about my family. Of course, it's hard. Of course, it hurts because I was so used to be with them. But I am not an orphan, because my family in Christ adopted me, and they are my new family.
I have my new family now. Maybe that's you. You know, maybe you've been serving religion, you've been involved, maybe you're a Muslim, and you heard about Jesus, and they said he was a prophet, but really the true Jesus, he came to make the Father known. He literally is and was the image of the invisible God. Everything he did and said was to make God known to us. Everything. He's like the perfect theology of God. When you see how loving and kind and healing, and he wanted to deliver everyone. He was kind to everyone. It was just the religious folks that were keeping people away from the knowledge of God. And maybe that's you. I want to tell you right now, just like she did, you begin to call out and cry out to God and say, Jesus, I want to know you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. And understand, God came to deliver, to set us free. And there's so many things that are coming against us, and God is for us, and he can set you free from the bondage of religion and the bondage of false religion, of mindsets, of things that maybe you want to kill and you want to hate. You've been playing games about destruction, listening to music about killing and hating and destroying. But guess what? God's intervening now in your life, and he's saying, I want you. I love you. I got a plan for your life. And we shared ours at meetmyfather.org. You can go there and find out what we did. But right now, just pray with me. Say, dear God, I want you. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Right now, just call out to him, and he'll meet you right where you're at. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you for this young lady, Father God, that's your daughter. I thank you for our new sister in the Lord, God. And we pray for all those, Lord, that were involved in ISIS, Lord, that you begin to have revival amongst them, that they would know you, Father God. And we call out for those that are watching right now, Lord, that you would touch them right where they're at, that they would know the love you have for them. And dear God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, what's so amazing about abiding, it's not that you're just able to hear the voice of the Lord for yourself, but that you're also able to help others hear God's voice. You know, Jesus said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And it just reminds me of, you know, Maria. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
she
goodness.
Hears from God. You know, she learns to abide, and she hears his voice. And guess what? She follows what God says. And it's just, it's so amazing to see that not just for yourself, that how you can hear God's voice, but how you can begin to teach others to hear the voice of the Lord, and how they can spend time with God, and how they can abide, and how they can journal down exactly what God is saying to them, about them, and for them.
And she's so beautiful, you know, you can just see her transformation prior to hearing God's voice, you know, years ago, and as she began to hear the Lord's voice, and that's openly today.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Patterson in New Jersey is being blessed. The Bronx, you know, in New York's being blessed. And so many people are being blessed because she hears God's voice.
That's right. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's free. Just go to iabide.org. Request your simple plan today at iabide.org.